Let us pray. Speak into this time, O God. We have heard your word and ask now that you unfold it before us. Reveal your truths and guide us to faith-filled action as your children, as kindred of Christ. Speak, O God, and may your word find a home in our hearts this day. We ask this and all things in the name of the living word, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word. The word is a very powerful thing. It brings life in the beginning, and it brings new life when we think that the end has come. We never know how we're going to respond when we hear it, how we're going to react when the word breaks into our lives. We hope to respond with open arms, embracing the word as though it were coming home. Our reading is actually filled with the different ways that we might respond or react to the word. People who embrace it. People who don't even recognize it. People who are afraid of it. People who try to silence it. But part of figuring out what it is saying to us is finding ourselves in the reading. So who are you in the reading today? Are you Jesus, mourning the lack of faith of those in your hometown? Are you the blessed few who find healing because of your depth of faith in the Messiah? Are you the disciples sent out two by two to bring light to darkness? Are you John the Baptist, persecuted and punished for speaking truth to power? Are you Herod, trapped by your poor choices, forced into making another terrible choice? Are you Herodias, asking for the head of the one who you feel has wronged you? Or are you Nazareth, the hometown of the upstart Jesus, unwilling to accept the word from a carpenter's son? The truth is that until we know who we are in the midst of the word, we cannot find our path leading from it. And who we are in a particular reading changes each time that we approach it. But without fail, you and I, we have a place in this scripture where the Messiah is rejected and the prophet is beheaded. So who are we today when the word comes knocking? As much as we'd like, we can't all be those faithful few whose depth of faith led to wholeness. And though we are followers of Christ, are we really like those closest to followers, the disciples like Peter, James, and John? And while sometimes we are the ones being rejected or persecuted, we can just as easily slip into the role of rejecting and persecuting. We're the Nazarenes who can't see past our expectations around who can bring the word. We're Herod, digging a hole deeper rather than admit that we're wrong. We're Herodias, seeking to silence the truth because it makes us uncomfortable or casts us in an unfortunate light. These are broken parts to play, for sure. But just as important as knowing who we are in the midst of our holy stories is finding how to grow from them. Just a little background on the parts of Herod and Herodias. It mentions it a bit in the scripture, but you see, the Herod, he had a wife previously. Her name was Phasaelus. He divorced her, and then he took Herodias, the wife of his husband Philip, to be his own wife. This might seem like a thing that can happen nowadays without blinking an eye, but in the days of John the Baptist, it was a bit of a scandal, and John was not quiet about it.
Because of John's vocal opposition to the marriage, Herod had him imprisoned, and Herodias eventually sought his death. So if we are Herodias in this passage, where is our light? Where can we grow in response to the word? Well, whether or not she saw it in that moment, she knew that John was right according to the laws and practices of the day. How many times in our lives have we heard that voice inside us that showed us the right way to go, but we ignore it, we silence it because of our own self-interest? Like John, that still small voice is persistent, but unlike John, it is not so easily quieted. Acknowledging our own brokenness is difficult. But that still small voice, it calls us to a road back, to find redemption in truth, to allow the voice to speak not only that it might disparage us, but that it might show us that way. Herod's in a similar boat to Herodias, but there's another piece of this story that offers hope for him. Herod imprisoned John because of what he was saying, yes, but he did not immediately have John put to death, because as Mark writes, when he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. Herod didn't like what John was saying any more than Herodias, but when John spoke, even if Herod couldn't understand, he listened. We're Herod when we treat the word like a form of entertainment, something that we take out from time to time to listen to because we like the sound of it, but we don't really hear it. Herod was caught in a deeper trap when he drunkenly promised his daughter anything she would ask for, up to half his kingdom, the scripture says, a promise he made in a very public way. When the request came for John's head, he had two choices. Be publicly embarrassed by breaking promises, something that was unheard of in his day, or follow through, no matter the consequences. We make stupid decisions all the time in our lives. Just as often, we are offered paths back from them. But we are a stubborn people. And when we start down a path, even when given ample opportunity to come back, we continue down that road so that we don't look foolish. And we do it to our own detriment, and to the detriment of those who are deeply affected by the choices that we make. The Word, the Holy Word, is not just a show that we watch or listen to once a week. It is a map of reconciliation and wholeness. We might have to eat crow on the way, to swallow our words, but someone is less likely to lose their head when we let truth speak. And when we follow that way. This leaves us with Jesus' hometown of Nazareth. But out of all the parts that we could play in this story, this one might seem the most familiar, the most relatable. Anybody know the saying, you can't go home again? That saying means that things change. We change. The people we knew and the places we grew up change. But perceptions rarely change, at least not easily. We have an image in our mind of what home was like. And our home and the people that still live there have a picture of who we were. When both are confronted with one another, it's hard to reconcile what was with what has come to pass. In the case of Jesus, he went to his home of Nazareth to heal. But the people could not get past who he had been to see who he had become. And as we have read, faith in the one that is sent is just as important as the power of the one who is sent
when it comes to teaching and healing.
We say often in this place that we want to make a home for Christ in our hearts, but how often is that home more like a hometown? We welcome the Word, but we don't take what it has to say to us seriously. We do that because for many of us, we've heard these stories before. We know what they mean, we know what they're saying, and we don't think that they have anything new to say to us.
We must open ourselves to meet the Word anew each and every time that we come to it. We must acknowledge that since we last met, we have changed. And the Word, the living Word, has changed with us, calling out to us in new ways. Who we are when we are reading these scriptures, the parts that we are playing in them, these are important things for us to know when we hear the Word. But as I said at the beginning, the Word is powerful and can bring about transformative change in us and in the world. How we respond to that Word, how we grow from who we are in this present moment to who we will be, is just as important. Are we going to keep being like Nazareth, like Herod, like Herodias, rejecting the Word because it's easier to find an excuse than it is to step into the light? Or are we going to open ourselves up to the Word? Be vulnerable to it. Allow it to be a part of who we are becoming. Let us go from this time with the courage to speak truth into hard situations, like John did. Let us go with the strength to support one another in building a better day today and tomorrow in an effort to repair some of the choices we made yesterday. Let us respond to the Word with action, striving not just to be people who sit together once a week, but people who grow together every day, a home where the Word flourishes. This is who we are called to be. Members of the body working together for the betterment of the world as we build that kingdom of peace together. Amen.